All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
TV, I always also throw this out to heroes. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we've got a lot of strange things. We were just talking in our pre-air discussion, and Doug and I were talking about how stuff is just getting weirder and weirder. But, you know, should you really be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, when we were at dinner this evening, we're on the road, as you can see, and when we were at dinner, we were talking about what's the qualification to be in the Biden administration? You've got to be a freaking freak. You got to be a freak, a pervert, a subhuman, immoral, and on top of that, pretty damn stupid. So if you keep that in mind, some of what we're going to talk about here tonight really should not surprise you. It really, you should say, you know, this is just how these freaks are. And the election of Biden, and I said this at dinner tonight, the election of Biden really set off. It's kind of like the clock struck midnight, and all the freaks came out when Biden got elected. We've never seen anything like this in American history. We've never seen such a freak show as we're seeing. And it's just mind-boggling. And we've got stories that will fit into this mindset, which is why I'm telling you, we have to consider the source of the ruling party right now. And Doug, I got to warn you before we start, Tucker Carlson did a real good piece 2 days ago on his, 3 days ago on his show. And he went through the witch hunts going on against all the people that were connected to Trump or thought in general that there was a stolen election, and how the FBI and DOJ is being weaponized against all political opposition at a high level of government. And I kind of expect they're going to turn this on us once we're done with the series that we're going to be doing. I don't think we're going to be immune and above what's going to happen. We even had a discussion about what to do when they show up at the door. So anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Doug, I don't know what our entry point's going to be. Is it going to be the aliens, our so-called craft, the BS explanation about what the craft was that parallels 1997 and the Phoenix Lights? Where do you want to start with this?
Well, as always, we need to take it back to history. 1947 is whenever we had the Roswell crash. And the Roswell crash is one of those things that was, you know, widely covered and widely covered up. It was covered up for over 30 years until the mid-1990s when the U.S. Air Force finally came out with a document that acknowledged what happened, that acknowledged Project Blue Book. And you can find that actually at the nationalarchives.gov. And, well, I would say this. Dave, what the government said was that it never existed, that there was no UFO credibility, that there was nothing to fear, nothing to see here, turn and look the other way. And then just recently, our government is now telling you we have craft. We have craft. The craft is real. We have things from not of this world that are visiting. And we are tracking and monitoring these things, even to the extent that we are now making medical examinations of people who are coming in contact with these entities and with these craft, to include radiation burns all the way up to death and also pregnancies. So if all that is coming out now, but yet for the last 30 years, they told us we're all full of crap. What are we to think whenever the fake alien invasion comes? And as usual, I never give you anything that's just fluff. I always give you a government document. So let me give you a government document to back up what it is that I am saying. Let's see. All right. So right here, This is a government document from 1947. Let's just start from right here. This is from the UFOInternationalProject.com. The potential weapon was discussed in a memo from Marshall Chadwell, Assistant Director of Scientific Intelligence, to General Walter Bedell Smith, CIA Director of Central Intelligence, which was sent in October 1952, when the CIA was deeply involved in investigating the UFO and flying saucer phenomena following an explosion and sightings. Now, once again, this explosion and sightings started between the 1950s and then to the late 1940s to the mid-1950s, when estimated about 2,000 UFOs were reported. And this was widely, not just civilian, but this was also military and civilian pilots that were also recognizing that these Foo Fighters were all around the area. It goes on to say that the memo was sent at the height of Cold War and considered if the number of UFO sightings could be predicted or controlled, or more sinisterly, even used from a psychological warfare point of view, either offensively or defensively. It said that its studies showed public concern, not just in the U.S., but wider, with the phenomena, was so strong that people may be preconditioned to accept the incredible as being true. So let's look at this memo, Dave. Let's just take a look at what this memo says. So right here at the top, as you can see, could result only from an official policy decision. The question therefore arises as to whether or not these sightings could be controlled, could be predicted, and could be used from a psychological warfare point of view, either offensively or defensively.
I'm not seeing this on my screen here. You're reading.
Okay.
What did the duo choose? That's what I see. And then two short paragraphs.
You see this part right here?
No, I've seen the same thing.
Do you see it right there?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. So this is what wrong screen. This is what I'm reading. And it's saying that could only result from an official policy decision. The question therefore arises as to whether or not these sightings could be controlled, could be predicted, and could be used from a psychological warfare point of view, either offensively or defensively. Now, back then, we're talking about the Cold War. We're talking about the Russians. And we have to understand that we have a government, Dave, that knows very well what technology Nazi Germany had, what technology we faced, what technology we uncovered, and what technology we took back to the United States, not only the technology, but the scientists. So we were recreating and creating new vehicles, aerial vehicles, all right? And we were just continuing their research. But so was also Russia. So with the offensive and defensive portion of psychological warfare, which was a huge portion of what Nazi Germany was doing, Could you therefore think that the United States was expecting that the Nazi scientists that were captured by the Russians to have an advanced aerial vehicle with a psychological warfare style weapon attached to it? Back then,
I can speak to that. My dad told me, and he, just for the purpose of reference here, worked with captured German scientists and a Russian. And the conclusion that we came to was the Russians did not get a hold of many of these Germans. They either escaped with our help or they arranged to be captured by Americans, not by Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think the Russians play into the German equation very far, which is why we were so far ahead of them.
Well, as far as I know, the Russians got like 1,500 worth. We got like 5,000. Well, we got a tremendous amount of science, scientists, and then also their scholars that came over here. And then we got, you know, members of their media and of their military and of their medical industrial complex, which was a big thing that we were doing back then. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand that the collection of these scientists were only for the advancement of the United States military industrial complex. Like, that's it. That was the whole goal. We have to be the number one warring country in the world. So could they take advantage of the phenomena of UFOs? Absolutely, they could have. And absolutely, they were. At the same point in time when this phenomena was showing up, it freaked the government out, Dave. And you know this. It freaked the government out. They didn't know what the hell to do with it. They didn't know what they were looking at. They didn't know what they were seeing. However, they knew that they could use the momentum of fear, which is what we need to talk about that's coming back to us. So before we go back, let's just read this last part. The present level of Soviet knowledge regarding this phenomena. Soviet Russia knew of the UFO phenomena. They were entangled with it on some level, and our government was aware of it. Possible Soviet intentions and capabilities to utilize these phenomena to the detriment of the United States security interests. So what does that mean to us?
Oh, there's something I can add to this too, real quickly. As you know, I trained under Ed Dames with remote viewing, and he and Richard Hoagland both believe, both know that the Russians were getting a lot of extraterrestrial visits. And our Starman project, and then later Stargate project, not like the movie, but that was the remote viewing project headed by people like Ed McGonigal. And they were tasked with remote viewing Soviet interaction with extraterrestrial beings. Is that anywhere in your data that you have?
No, but it there are parallels and rabbit holes that get down into that. The remote viewing was it. That's one of those phenomena that I don't know how to put my finger on it. I don't trust everything that I read in that point, mainly just because, Dave, once you really start to learn about what the CIA was capable of doing in the terms of lying to keep their own secrets, it really just makes you go, man, is half of the crazy stuff that we know really just made up stuff like Operation Mockingbird was? You know what I mean? Half the stuff that you've heard of, half the movies you've seen and the books you've read all came from the CIA. So how do we know that half the conspiracy theories didn't come from the CIA to throw us all off? Which is, that's another one of the rabbit holes when you get into this.
And Dave, exactly.
You've known about this for a while. There's so many parallels here. You got to be able to discern what is accurate and what is just lore. Now, they all have their uses. However, consider this, my friends. If tomorrow World War III were to start because our economy collapsed, knock on wood, our economy is not going to collapse tomorrow. but let's just say the economy collapses and we go to war with Russia and everybody else. And all of a sudden, Dave, lights appear out of the sky on all the capitals around the world.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And then you don't see any beings. We don't have any alien presence. You know, all you got is the UFOs and maybe the mothership. And then you just get the transmissions, right? You could say, if you really wanted to, look, that's an alien spaceship, but no one sees what's in it. No one knows how to communicate with it. And only the governments are being are in communication with it. Or you take it the other route. They don't even communicate with the governments. And every TV, every satellite dish gets interfered with a communication channel, and the aliens talk to all of us at once, right? That is Operation Bluebeam. Operation Bluebeam, if you go into the nitty-gritty of it, was a psychological warfare project that was aimed at fooling the masses. And this is one of the things that we were talking about that was happening at Fort Detrick, Maryland, near the Aberdeen Proving Grounds. And they were messing with technology that was brought over from Operation Paperclip, from the Nazi scientists, on things that they called psychochemicals. Psychochemicals caused a psychological reaction. And this is where you get hallucinogens, the dysphoria. This is when people were exposed to LSD. They were exposed to methamphetamines and all different other types of stuff like BZ. And a lot of these hallucinogens were made specifically by the Nazis for our government, tested on by our own troops without their knowledge, for the use of being able to overpower another military without killing anybody. So replace the word military with populace. Now then, let's talk about today's future. When I was in Portland, we had grenades, chemical grenades, all right, not actual grenades, but they were filled with a odorless, vaporless chemical. And it was a very high-powered form of OC, or you know, very bad form of pepper spray. And when this stuff hit you, your brain said, run, all right? It's like sniffing ammonia. You start to get the burning and coughing dance, and then your body says, run. Well, if we have the ability to have stuff like that to use on the populace for riot control, what does the military have? Oh, and by the way, CS gas created by the Nazis for the American military. So once again, that's another riot control agent. If we just released certain chemical compounds into the air, into the water system, and then, you know, let that overtake people for a day or two, and then pops the aliens from the sky, you could actually create a mass hysteria, film it, let people go crazy, let people lose their minds, and let people believe that what they see is real, and let that mass delusion take over.
Yeah, I would also say that they would show violence.
Absolutely.
In some part of the planet, but people would be unable to verify it, so they would be likely to accept it. And I would also add, too, based on what I know about electrical manipulation of the brain to induce different emotions, including paranoia, all your emotions are a frequency level. People, you can look this up. Dr. Jose Delgado, 1961, Spanish physiologist who fought a bull in Barcelona, Spain, armed with nothing but a remote transmitter. And the bull charged, he pressed the button, and the bull stopped in its tracks and calmly marched away. He was brought to Yale, where he actually expanded this ability to control epilepsy, to turn animals into raging balls of fury, or to be very passive and docile. And then from there, after about 4 years at Yale, he went to SRI, Stanford Research Institute, where he worked with all the big boys. This is where all the remote viewing was done at that time, too. And he went there and he worked in top secret projects. And those top secret projects were along the lines of frequency manipulation, mind control. Now, we don't know much about what he did when he was in the CIA, but obviously we know enough to say that what you're talking about is reality and probably then some. He left that service in 2011, and he was interviewed, and he said, and I quote, "We did things we should never have done." He was dead less than a month later.
Well,
what I maintain is this. I think you're right about emotional manipulation in the face of a fake alien invasion, but I think it'll be done with frequencies, and frequencies that could trigger something already in the body. And I'll throw it back to you for that.
Well, Michael Aquino, the author of the book Mind Wars, which is also a research project, which ended up turning into a standard operating procedure for the psychological warfare department of the U.S. Army, of the DOD, was one of the first men to experiment with ELF, extremely low frequencies, which is something that can temporarily cause paralysis. By using radar, you can actually trigger different reactions within the body. Some even say that you can control somebody's mind. You can throw a voice into a person's mind or even an image into a person's mind.
Let's stop with that because I want to validate what you're saying there.
Yep.
Nick Begich in 1997, I believe, published a book called Angels Don't Play This Harp, H-A-A-R-P. And in the book, he had an extensive listing of patents that could do exactly what you're talking about. Loosely, it was referred to as voice-to-skull technology. You could implant voices in someone's head. I maintain this is what's happening with school shooters, and this is what's provoking them to do this. Nick demonstrated this before the European Union Parliament, and they actually passed, in 1997, they passed a resolution against it. But you know, and I know, Intel community is not going to be dissuaded by any rules. So this is what they're doing. And Doug, before we go back to the alien thing, I'm telling you that this is how they're getting school shooters to do what they do.
I agree.
They're using voice-to-skull technology.
I agree with you. There was a couple of different incidents in D.C. affecting the White House that I'm aware of, where people were unfortunately shot by the Capitol Police or by the Metropolitan Police because they were hearing voices
yes.
in their heads. One of them was a young lady who actually rammed one of the vehicle checkpoints, I think towards the Capitol, saying that Barack Obama was talking to her. We see a lot of stuff like this in law enforcement. And Dave, I'm not going to lie to you. 98% of the time we ignore it. 98% of the time we say, the person is just hearing voices. You deal with enough meth addicts and legitimate, like, drugged out, crazy homeless people, you kind of start ignoring. But I can't tell you how many different times I had people come to my office or come to me on the street, and they would explain to me the voices that they hear, the things that are happening to them. And, you know, you want to vet out the story, so you let them tell their story. But every now and then you get that one guy or gal, and you're like, God, this person sounds like they're telling me the truth, but I have no way to really do anything with the information. Because there's not a department out there to take the information of somebody's talking to me in my head. What do I do about it? There's no one's going to take that investigation serious. The FBI won't. We used to pass stuff off from DHS to the FBI all the time. Then the FBI would pass stuff off on us. It was because
you weren't equipped to deal with this at that level.
Nobody.
This is way above what your pay grade was, Doug. And I'm not being insulting. I'm just saying this is how it was. The I think it's important. I think this is a point where I should interject what I know about HARP. I interviewed Nick before he published his book. No, not his second book, but I interviewed him after he published Angels Don't Play This Harp. And what I learned in that interview really brought together the book. And here's how they do it. You got, at that time, you had an array of antenna in a place called Gakona, Alaska. Today, these array of antenna are everywhere, and we're not the only nation that has them. You can beam up, and this is how they're controlling the weather in the Southwest, too, and causing all the droughts. But you can beam up to the ionosphere. You can move it, create weather patterns. You can start hurricanes and so forth. And if people don't believe me, just go find the literature on Air Force Holding the Weather 2025. You can go into my website. I've actually published it. I know one of the signatories. I'm not going to tell you which one. And I've received a lot of direction on how much of it is operational and how much of it is still theoretical. And what I know we can do besides manipulate weather and cause earthquakes with frequency vibrations is you can also attack human beings. And what I mean by that is the array works like this. It fires broad-based beams that come together and it hits the ionosphere. And it's kind of like a pool shot. You ever seen like Minnesota Fats, the great pool player? He was a master at hitting the ball off the side wall and hitting a ball and then putting it in the pocket. And this is the basically the technique that's used. So beam up to the ionosphere, come back to Earth. Now, here's where this gets really interesting. You can direct this at an individual with a narrow beam, and they know how to target individuals now. They can lift your fingerprints from space on a satellite. They can do retinal scans from space on satellites. So they can target an individual. And I'm telling you, this is how they do the school shootings. But they can also do broad beam, not narrow beam, but broad beam. And they can induce anger, paranoia. They can do group lock-ins. They can do a neighborhood. They can do a whole city. So I wanted to explain about the variety of weaponry that we're looking at here with what you're alluding to. And you're building a case towards mass paranoia.
Yes. Now, we have something that was recently injected into all of our bodies, if you took the vaccine, that has something that was made here in Texas at Rice University. Now, I'm not going out, you know, on a thin rail here. This is speculation, but it's backed by science. Parts of what was inside the COVID vaccine is something that's called graphene. Yes. Many of you have probably seen the videos of the structures within the vaccine that were aligning themselves, creating little geometric formations, right? That,
well, it changes the helix in your DNA.
It can do a lot of, we don't know what all it can do. That's the problem. We know some of the things it can do. We don't know what all it can do, but I can tell you this much, that Rice University published a study, and you can look it up, about graphene. And more or less what it comes down to saying is that graphene can be activated by EMF signals. So yes, from electromagnetic field signals, it can align itself in different ways. So who knows what the heck that means? But let me give you some speculation now. All right. Now that the science is out, if we had a fake alien invasion, okay, real ship, it'd be a real craft. It's going to be a real craft, fake alien invasion, and they use their particle beam weapons, and they hit a city or a portion of a population with strong enough electromagnetic fields.
Scalar weapons, right?
Scalar weapons. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anybody who has this damn shot, or four or five of them, whatever we're at now, to include, unfortunately, children who should have never been given that shot,
they want to have it.
You could see a couple different things happening. If this shot had the ability to pass through the blood-brain barrier and they hit you with EMF, and then whatever it is that's within the graphene spikes, right? It forms whatever formation, and it causes brain hemorrhaging. So that's bleeding of the brain, and it can't be stopped.
Right.
Brain hemorrhaging can cause, like mad cow disease, can cause mass hallucinations, can cause severe anger. It can cause suicidal thoughts. All different types of very weird things can happen when you have hemorrhaging of the brain. So could you imagine an entire city blowing up in violence out of nowhere because of the aliens, weaponry? Or the other one, which is actually the more serious one, is that it could stop your heart. It could clog your arteries by making little formations inside of all your veins. And then you have a mass die-off of people from heart attacks, like what we've already been seeing, right? That technology, unfortunately, is real. The heart attack weapons that the CIA created back in the 70s, that's old technology. We're talking about something completely different. We're talking about how you weaponize a vaccine. And Dave, I mean, come on, man. How many of us said it? Don't take the vaccine. Something's not right about it. There's no... 4 years ago, LeBron James didn't cry his little heart out saying you need to get your flu shot. No one cared. Nobody cared. 10 years ago, no one cared if you got your flu shot or not. All right. Like 2% of the population could have cared at all. For almost 3 years, they have been telling us you either get the shots or you don't go to work. You're going to be ostracized, whatever, whatever, whatever. Just imagine now, well, what if, right? You have the fake alien invasion. You have the alien attacking a population, right? So now we're really building that image into the minds of everybody, because we already had Congress and we've already had NATO and the UN say, what will happen if aliens come down and invade us? Will we all unite together as one people against a global threat, right? All it takes is one genetically modified organism, Dave. One very well-placed genetically modified organism that somebody in either the military or law enforcement shoots and kills an alien, and you can briefly see it on TV for a little bit, and now there's your alien. It's going to Area 51 for further testing. Believe us, we're the government. We stopped it.
Yeah, just like how we killed Osama bin Laden, right?
Well, supposedly.
Yeah. I'm making an analogy. Yeah. Both events are BS.
But we know for a fact genetically modified organisms are real. We know for a fact that they can make chimera-like creatures now because of CRISPR, right? So who's to say the type of creatures that weren't coming from Plum Island that would occasionally wash up on shore couldn't be the next alien? Hey, I'm not saying this to be facetious. Take a gorilla, use the CRISPR-9, genetically modify it, screw it up, mutate it, and then, you know, release it on somebody and say, hey, look, that's one of the aliens. Shoot it and then whisk it away. And it's done like that. They just need a story. That's all they need. That's all they've ever needed is just a story. Hey, do you remember this? This kind of affects me because I had friends who died in this war. They were smashing the baby's heads as they were pulling them out of the incubators.
The first Iraq war.
Oh, yeah.
When Saddam invaded Kuwait.
How about this one? Yeah. Weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein, yeah.
Yeah.
Never found him.
We were the mass destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what we called it? You know what we called Iraq and Afghanistan? Good training. That's what we called it. It was good training. It was good training for the real fight. Just imagine we were able to take little things, Dave. Here's a little American flag. Wave it around. Put all this patriotic stuff up, brainwashing people into thinking that what we were doing everywhere around the world is a good thing. People are depressed now. People are mentally deprived. People are obviously losing their faith in God.
Suicide rates are way up.
Suicide rates are the highest they've ever been. Mm-hmm. Gang violence, gun violence, highest it's ever been. School shootings happening everywhere. You have all this chaos. World War III on the potential rise. We're eventually going to have an economic downturn that we're probably not going to be able to capitalize on and come back from. But if something comes from the sky saying we're here to solve all your problems, there are so many people, even within the Christian faith, that will accept it as a savior. That's the great deception that we're talking about. What do you think? Well,
I've been calling for this for a long time. If I'm going to have to go back into the articles I've written about this technology and about Project Blue Beam. And my father first told me about it in 1985 when he was sharing his revelations in his final days. And the technology did come from the Nazis. This is what Project HARP was based on. And this is why here's Jose Delgado doing what he's doing. Well, the CIA couldn't let him go do this because this is what they already were working on. So they snatched him off the streets, said, you come to work for us. They've made a whole cottage industry out of mind control. And people will laugh at this. You're manipulated by the signals coming out of your television set. In fact, folks, just do an experiment. Lay down, okay, put on your favorite music, high beat, upbeat, and watch how your emotions change to excitability. And then play the saddest song you've ever heard. And look at how you're responding emotionally. This, and not no lyrics, just music. This is frequency-based manipulation that triggers certain emotional responses. What you're saying is correct. And I do believe there's an interaction effect between the graphene oxide in vaccines and what they're going to pull on us. I think it can hyper-induce paranoia. I think they can induce it anyway, but I think this guarantees that everybody, if you look at, Doug, what they did with the shots, everybody must get the shot. In the very beginning, if you had asthma or diabetes or some other condition, no, you don't have to wear a mask. That's bad for your health condition. You shouldn't take the vaccine. And then they did away with all the exemptions. Everybody must get vaxxed. And right now, it's all the way down to when they pop out of the womb, we got to stick a needle in them. Why is it they're so intent on getting the human race vaccinated? It wasn't about COVID. This craziness was ramped up when COVID was in decline. So why would you ramp it up? Because there's a higher agenda. And really, if you look at it, this is something I've talked to a lot of people who study transhumanism, like Patrick Wood. This is something that ends with transhumanism. We're talking enslavement of humanity, but we're also talking about mass death with humanity that's artificially triggered. It's the enslavement, I believe, will come from a fake alien threat. But I have been told by people who say they're in the know that this is kind of their fail-safe. You know what I'm saying? In other words, nothing else works. The World Economic Forum can't make the headway they need to make with us. They don't get us all under control. So let's do it artificially. Let's do it biochemically and electromagnetically. And that also can serve as the depopulation instrument.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. And I think to the extent, it's not that it's just a fail-safe. If they got all the control they needed, I still think that they would release something like that upon the population anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, these people love to do experiments on us. They have, the CIA did it, DOD did it, FBI did it, and yet they're almost never really brought to heel. So who's to say that they didn't start this back up again? All right. Obviously, COVID-19 was a psychological operation. Like that should be very obvious to people. All the commercials you saw, all the BS coming from all the politicians and all the commercials, the Hollywood artists, you know, the big time athletes, all of them going out there and they're talking about this whole vaccine crap. That's a psychological operation. You don't need that for a flu shot. Yet you know how serious the flu can be, right? So why did we need an entire crusade by the politicians and the elitists in this country for the vaccines? There's a reason for it. You need the vaccine, must have the vaccine. You want to get to a federal facility? Take the vaccine. And every time somebody comes out, like Dr. Malone or another series of doctors comes out and says, the vaccine's deadly, the vaccine has poison in it, the vaccine has all these horrible side effects, they get completely smeared from the mainstream media and from the federal government. And this is the same federal government who right now is saying that the United States Supreme Court is illegitimate and that they're not going to comply with the Supreme Court. They're not going to comply with the Supreme Court's rulings on the constitutional laws. If they won't even follow our own laws, And they won't even say, hey, you know what? The Supreme Court says we shouldn't do this. Screw them. We're going to do it anyways. Who's to say that they wouldn't fake an alien invasion? Who's to say that they wouldn't, you know, actually have some people die because of it? I think if these people can't cause World War III, if they can't have a civil war, if we just won't fight each other, well, maybe the alien threat will make you scared enough to comply.
Particularly if you manipulate the human psyche.
Absolutely. It's all about compliance.
Yeah, I think we're right on the money with this. I think the smartest thing I ever did was read Nick Begich's book because it shaped how I see everything. I do believe it's the final step, but I'm going to go back to what Zbigniew Brzezinski, the ultimate insider, globalist, Trilateral Commission co-founder with David Rockefeller. He said before his death, about a year before his death, he said, it used to be easier to control a million people than to kill a million people. Now it's much easier and makes more sense to kill a million people before controlling them. And this really, I think, is setting off the depopulation agenda that we're under now. These vaccines are deadly. And then when applied to other stimuli, they become very deadly. And I think that the globalists have kind of thrown their hands up. They're saying, we haven't been able to get the control that we need. In fact, let me just digress just for a second here with this. Tucker Carlson, when he went through the list of people from Sharona Bishop, who I interviewed telephonically, Tina Peters, the recent people, Assistant AG Clark, Eastman, Trump's election lawyer, all these people, there are about 20 of them that have all been raided illegally, illegitimately, many cases, no warrant. They're treated in humiliating ways. And most of them, not all, but most of them share one thing. They opposed the election results. And the reason Trump had to be gone, he's pro-nationalist. The reason they had to steal the election was to introduce the Wuhan flu, change the balloting laws in response to the Wuhan flu so they could steal the election and then bring in Dominion machines as well. And then what they wanted to do was to usher in the ultra-liberals that would enforce this New World Order agenda, which included the vaccines, moving us down the path that you and I are discussing. And if you think about this, if you want to get your channel deleted on YouTube, just make a hint that there was voter fraud or impropriety in the 2020 election and you're gone. Why? Because they have the right people in charge to do their bidding. And this is why they're pulling out all the stops. And if you notice all the news people in the mainstream media, it's always the same response. Well, this person was known to be a supporter of the already debunked theory that the election was stolen. They always have that same phrase. And so election theft is how they got the right people in charge. And Doug, I'm going to go one step further. I think God was directing my steps. In 2014, when the CIA assassination of Russian stooges running Ukraine was going on, they'd walk out of buildings, boom, they'd get plugged. And there were all these assassinations going on. And what we know was that there was a change of power going on in Ukraine. And this led also to the rise of these bio labs. Hello, this brought in Burisma, and it brought in Pelosi's son. It brought in Joe and Hunter Biden. It brought in Mitt Romney and this whole cast of characters. And I actually wrote this in 2014 and 2015. I wrote that Hunter Biden, son of the vice president, and Devin Archer, now in prison, they transported an unknown pathogen to China. And I raised the question, why? Is this going to be used against us in a war? And I was thinking militarily there. I wasn't thinking about they'd bring this in the form of a pathogen. But I thought it was going to be biological warfare with a country that we were fighting in World War III. And that was my thinking at that time. So I was close, but I had all of this back then. This plot has been in motion at least since 2014, at least.
I think if you take it all the way back to the late 1940s.
Yeah, in its inception, yeah, I agree. But I'm talking about A leads to B leads to C. The Wuhan flu is here. The election is stolen. And then this agenda that we're talking about with basically psychotronic control of the population. This is A to whatever on those steps. And that this is 8.5, 9 years old.
And, yeah, and that, it is. And that,
yeah.
And I want to go back to this article real quick that had the government white paper that I was reading from. I want you to tell me what you discern from this. The memo also asked for a probe into how much the Soviet Union knew about UFOs and the reason behind why there was never any mention of aliens or flying saucers in Russia media, confirming a very real interest in our ET friends. Mr. Chadwell, who's a consignory for this article that we're reading, this memo, he says, I consider the problem to be of such importance that it should be brought to the attention of the National Security Council in order that a community-wide coordinated effort towards its solution be initiated. Also, he says that immediate steps should be taken to improve identification of both visual and electronic phenomena so that, in the event of an attack, instant and positive identification of enemy planes or missiles can be made. A study should be instituted to determine what, if any, utilization could be made of these phenomena by the United States psychological warfare planners, and that other intelligence problems which require determinations are possible Soviet intentions and capabilities to utilize these phenomena to the detriment of the United States security interests. So the psychological warfare department was all over this. It was all over it, and they haven't gone anywhere. Remember the video that you and I recently saw that was released by the psychological warfare community called Ghost, the Ghost in the Machine one. Remember that? They're trying to hype people up right now. They're trying to instigate something. It's recently came out, and it was supposed to be until the sergeant of arms for Congress was mysteriously murdered at his apartment. But he was going to
explain that. Explain why.
Well,
connect us to J6.
Okay, so do you remember the laptops that were stolen?
Yes.
He was going to talk about what was on the laptops. One of them was Nancy Pelosi's. And the other part was that there were four buses filled full of psychological warfare army soldiers from Fort Bragg that were brought to the steps of the Capitol for January 6th as instigators. He was going to talk about that in Congress on live TV. Ex-Nade.
Yeah, he was Clinton side or Arkansas side, if you like the term they use. You're absolutely right, but it's even more than that. He had the knowledge. I'll back up. There were five people in a room, including Milley, Pompeo, and some of Trump's staff. There were five individuals besides Trump. Trump said, we need to decide with what's coming to Washington if we want to have extra security at the Capitol. They all agreed except for Milley. And they all have come on the record, said Trump wanted the security. And Milley lied, as he would, because he's a traitor and a liar, and he's a communist Chinese ally and a stooge. He's now saying that didn't happen. But you got four other people that are saying, yes, it did. And this went to Nancy Pelosi. Okay. And one of the guys that was involved is the person we're talking about that was killed, the 71-year-old sergeant at arms. He and the head of the Capitol Police sat down with Nancy Pelosi and said, I think we need to take Trump up on his offer just to be on the safe side. She said, absolutely not, because she wanted J6 to happen, because they planned J6. That's why they put Ray Epps there. That's why they brought in those psychological warriors to instigate people to cross those barriers so they would have excuse to clamp down on the country for insurrection. And if you notice what I said, what's happened since then, there have been political arrests all across the country. This is the installation of a totalitarian dictatorial state. So this guy has a lot more importance because he was involved in wanting to bring more security, and that story couldn't be told. In fact, you know how I told you Mitch McConnell is a traitor? Mitch McConnell is married to Pao, Secretary of Treasury, Chinese. Her parents run the 6 CCP ports in China, and they set Mitch McConnell up with naval trading exercises with goods and services worth about $25 million a year to him. I mean, and I said right away, he's a traitor, he needs to go. He's the one that got the sergeant of arms fired. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell was the guy that did that. So we've thrown a lot on the table right here, Doug. We really have. I'm sorry I digressed there, but I thought this stuff was important because it explains J6 to some degree. Also, the Democrats like J6 because it's really the only thing they can run on, and Roe v. Wade. They can't run on a failed economy. So, yeah, let's back up too. I believe the Supreme Court's being ruled illegitimate by these people, not so much for Roe v. Wade. That's the excuse. Roe v. Wade does nothing. It doesn't take away abortion, doesn't take away gay marriage, doesn't take away contraception, doesn't do any of that. What it does is says the state should be citing this because the right to an abortion is not a right, according to the Constitution. Look at the first 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights. So they said this has to be a state's rights issue. The reason that the Supreme Court's being vilified, I don't think it's over Roe v. Wade. I think that's the smokescreen. It's the concealed carry overturn that was done in New York, because this applies to all 50 states, and they can't have a nation that'll stand up to what they want to do to us. They got to get our guns.
I completely agree with you. And if they're willing to go through with the whole January 6th thing and completely ignore 2020's riots, if we already know that they started Operation Paperclip and Mongoose. Remember Operation Mongoose? All right.
Yeah, very well.
What was Operation Mongoose? That's also Operation Northwoods, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff said that they were willing to stage an attack upon Cuba at Guantanamo Bay to even use a drone plane filled full of U.S. college students that was going to be shot down by a Cuban MiG, so a Russian MiG piloted by Cuban airmen. Also, that they could invade Cuba, they were willing to put us potentially into nuclear war. They could not stop themselves. These same people, eventually one day, Dave, they're going to have to take their schemes and run with it. I think
they are. I think they already are.
I think one of these groups of these elitists are going to say, hey, I'm tired of floating around the tree here. It's time we start picking the fruit. And they're going to take these operations and they're going to go live. And I think many of them are going to go live at one time.
Someone connected to the Clintons in kind of a loose way told me this. I've interviewed him, but I'm not going to identify him because this part they did not want me to bring up on the air. And this parallels pretty much what you just said. The World Trade Center was brought down with scalar weapons. And it was brought down systematically and with the help of pre-placed charges that caused the pop-outs we see as the buildings pancake on one level on top of the other. The scalar weapons, and this is what I was told, that 9/11 was a dual-purpose activity. It was to provide the impetus to go into the Middle East militarily, to give the excuse. Also to undermine the Constitution so the government could one day do what they want to do to us, Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and so forth. But they said also, too, it was a dry run for Project Bluebeam. And this is what this person doesn't want their name connected to. They said that Hillary Clinton and Lawrence Rockefeller had meetings about this very issue. Now, here's what's really weird. Not 1 week after this person told me this, I got a picture. It's on my website. Hillary Clinton's walking with Lawrence Rockefeller in Wyoming, and they were at the Cheney's ranch, Liz Cheney's dad, and they were holding a book about aliens. and it was visible for all. And some people think that that was a message statement. So when we talk about they'll have fake violence from a fake alien ship in Project Bluebeam, it'll be scalar weapon technology that some people have told me this is what 9/11 was a dry run for. But 9/11 wasn't just for that. It had all these other purposes, but connection to Project Bluebeam and a rehearsal for it was one of the reasons.
Yeah, I mean, besides the $2 trillion that went missing. Right.
Like I said, they don't. These people, when they do their acts, they do it with multiple goals in mind.
Yep. Every time. Well, Dave, we're at an hour.
Yeah, we're at the hour. You're right. Yep. This was probably our most inflammatory program that we have done. By the way, I wanted to mention to everybody, Mike Lindell is, you know, and he knows how much I respect him, how much I stood by him and so forth. He understands all that. And this is why if you want good bedding and your sheets and your towels and stuff, it's all 2-for-1, 50% off from us. MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges, just for us. And so I'm throwing that out just as not an enticement, not for you to go out and say, we want to help Dave and Doug. You're not really helping us. We're just trying to make something nice available for you. And we all need to hang together. I really support Mike Lindell. He took terrible hits, as did Sidney Powell, as did Giuliani. All these people are great Americans who stood up to tyranny and paid a terrible, terrible price. They're actually lucky they're alive.
Yeah.
And I believe in a couple of years, people like this would be killed by this administration. If these people win this midterm, they steal it. We're not going to wait till 2024. I believe the death camps will start and they'll start arresting political prisoners because there'll be no turning back. Once they solidify their hold on Congress and they got their boy Biden with the people behind him, Doug, they're going to go for it all. And this is all the articles I've written on the FEMA camps. We'll be talking about that in another 8 to 10 months until they take us off the air. So anyway, we covered a lot of ground today. Like I said, let Mike Lindell make you comfortable and, we'll be back here with more. Doug, I'll call you tomorrow to set up the rest. Okay. Because you know, we had a long, long day of travel here, going through triple digit. We were actually at 114 at one point in the desert today.
Ooh.
So yeah, we had a little toasty drive on the way out to where we are, and I don't disclose locations anymore. So, for obvious reasons. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This is, like I said, something, a topic that you need to share because we're laying out for you what's coming next.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, folks, if you just go to my website and put in some of the search terms and stuff we talked about, you're going to see I've already covered it with documentation. So if you wonder, well, how does Dave remember all that detail? I get people that write to me and say that because I've already covered it. It's like I've already taken the class and I got an A and I moved on to the next class. Okay, it's not that I'm all that smart, but I've been right about some things since 2014. Anyway, Doug, we'll pick it up here. We have a lot more that we want to share with you guys, but we're out of time. So we will see you back here again next time. Thanks for joining us.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.